Year after year, Treasury issues its financial report of the U.S. government, and year after year, the Government Accountability Office says it cannot audit the government's books because of missing data. Well, no way to run a railroad. Now the Association of Government Accountants has finished a study of how to clean up the annual Treasury report so the government's consolidated statements can get GAO's endorsement and not its disclaimer. Joining us with highlights of the report and the government's reaction is Dick Gregg. He's the Fiscal Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. Mr. Gregg, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
All right, first tell us what Treasury does each year and what GAO says and why.
Every year, Treasury gets financial data from every federal agency and compiles that into the financial report of the U.S. government. And I think we made excellent progress over the years in doing this. It really hadn't been done until about 15 years ago. And, there's some areas where we do very well. There's three areas where GAO says we still have some issues that keeps us from getting an audited opinion. One is ongoing system issues at Department of Defense, although they've made, I think, excellent progress. Secondly is transactions between government agencies, so-called intergov transactions. And then thirdly, which is the subject of the study that the AGA conducted, was the compilation. But the issue there's a number of issues there, but one of them is really being able to reconcile information coming in from agencies on an accrual basis with information we have on a cost basis. And trying to deal with that in a very short period of time has been a challenge for us.
So it sounds like the first two aren't really within your control at Treasury, but that last one is. Explain that to me. I mean, I'm thinking about somebody trying to balance their own checkbook. What sort of problems does Treasury run into?
Well, let me go back to the intergo, because I think that part of that is within our responsibility what we did a couple of years ago is say that we were going to take that on. Treasury's going to take leadership on that and work with the agencies to resolve that. So even though it's not just our responsibility, it's something that we are leading across the government and working hard with agencies to try to identify the differences. On the compilation, it is really within our responsibility. At the same time, some of the issues are reports that the agencies submit to us, and there may be, in some cases where the agency's books that they submit to us for the financial report may not agree with their own internal financial report that they've issued because of how different categories are rolled up. One thing might be in a certain category at agency level in a different category when it gets up to the big financial report that we issue.
All right, so there's accrual versus cash. I mean, it's pretty technical, but what does this all mean? Does it mean the government doesn't really have a good handle on what its cash position is at the end of the fiscal year, or is there something else at stake?
No, that's not the case at all. We absolutely know how much cash we have all the time. And we've been doing the budget side, the cash side for a long, long time. And, we have that, I think, really down to, very modest differences that might show up, but it's something we track very carefully. We track, and we're the banker when the funds, come in, we know that they're credited to our account. When they go out, we know that our account is charged, and we work with agencies to get their estimates, but we know on a day-to-day basis exactly what the cash is. So the issue is taking that number, which we know is correct, and being able to reconcile that back to the numbers that the agencies report in the consolidated.
We're speaking with Dick Gregg, Fiscal Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. So in the big picture, why does this reconciliation really matter?
Well, I think any time you're have an audited financial report like the consolidated is, you want to make sure that you have it right. And it's challenging. There's 150 agencies report to us, and they report the middle of November. We have a goal of getting the report out by the end of December, so it's pulling a lot of information together in many different automated and semi-automated systems across the federal government and issuing a report all within 30 to 45 days. So it's a challenge. And one of the things that we're doing to address that is to not just wait till the end of the fiscal year, but to work with agencies to get data, for example, in the third quarter, where we can do a kind of a semi-audit or cell reconciliation. And as we do more of that, then I think that we'll get this resolved in the next couple of years.
Now, the AGA has made a number of recommendations. There's a good dozen here, and they're highly technical. I mean, they're really intended for accountants to understand. After all, it is the Association of Government Accountants. But essentially, what do agencies have to do differently, and what does Treasury need to do differently, and who is the person, what's the function responsible on both sides for making it happen?
Well, the Treasury is responsible for issuing the financial report, and we do that in coordination with OMB, and it's audited by GAO. So the responsibility lies within Treasury and essentially me to get this done. And I think it's going to do a couple things. Require a couple things. One is to work with the federal agencies and to see that what they may be reporting on their internal financial report is the same as what they roll up into the consolidated in this area. And then secondly, after we get that done, we can then look to see, how close are we? Is it a case of an agency just not knowing at one point whether to put it in bucket A or bucket B? And if we can identify that, then, you don't necessarily have to agree in every case how they treat that, but you just have to be able to identify what it is and show GAO that we know what it is.
And so is this something for the CFO shops to do in conjunction with Treasury?
Yes, it is. Yeah, all the CFOs are obviously heavily involved in this, as is OMB. We work hand in glove in dealing with these issues. And we've made, I think, a lot of progress over the years, but this has been the compilation issue, as GAO refers to it, has been the one that's been particularly challenging, as has been the intergovernmental, which we're addressing very aggressively.
And you had mentioned that one of the major three things, sticking points, was DOD, and the Defense Department is working on being able to get a clean audit, but that's been something they've been working on for a long time. How does that impact Treasury and your attempts to get this clear financial picture of the whole government? What portion is that?
Well, it's obviously a very large portion, and I think, in the last, especially the last couple of years, the Secretary of Defense has made it clear, and maybe for the first time, and I believe it is for the first time, has taken an interest in what are they doing to be able to move towards a clean opinion. And they're focusing, instead of trying to do everything at once, they're looking at a few key areas and addressing those. And I think they're making great progress. We're working with them closely, as is OMB and GAO. So I agree, it has been a long road. They have hundreds of systems, some automated, some not. Sometimes they talk with each other, sometimes not so much. So it's a huge challenge because they're such a huge part of the government.
But it's fair to say the Treasury accepts the AGA report, and if the steps were taken, we would get to where you and the GAO could agree at some point, you said, in the next couple of years?
When a year or so ago, I guess it was, the AGA came to me and offered to do this work, and they... it was something that we were very interested in. It wasn't like this was a surprise. We've been working with them very closely, and someone from my office, Ann Davis, has been coordinating with them. I think they've, especially in the area that we asked them to focus on, the compilation, I think they've got some excellent ideas. They committed a huge amount of resources to doing this, and I think a little bit more resources than they originally thought would be required. But they did a lot of interviews across government and within Treasury, and I think we just have to figure out how to move forward with the recommendations that they made to me.